Hi there. Come here often. Haven't I seen you someplace before? Hey, what's a nice fleet like you doing in a dump like this? Your galaxy or mine? But make up your mind, quick. I've double parked my crawler at the vanishing point.
Excuse me.
Naturally, that is what I am programmed to do.
I see. Might I have another, please? And if it's not too much trouble, could you please go a little easier on the ice this time?
Apologies. My recipe banks assume a rate of consumption that allows a melt factor.
Perhaps they need readjusting. If you'll allow me a moment to borrow a pneumatic hammer.
Unnecessary. Unnecessary. Auto-adjust in progress.
Hi there. Mind if we sit down here?
I don't own the bar. Yet.
Thank you. My name's Dario. And this is my friend Wallo. Say hello, Wallo.
Hello.
Lime garble on the rocks. Pebbles.
Thank you.
I'll have a dingbaby's delight. Battered, not bled, with a twist. And my friend here drinks gargle. Any gargle. Oh, no, put them all on my tab. So, what's yours?
Gargle on the rocks.
No, I meant what's your name? Did you hear that, Wallo? I asked our friend here's name, and our friend here thought I meant... So what is your name, then?
Flano.
Flano. What a lovely name. Flano. One of those dearest to me in the cosmos had that name. Now no longer with us. But life was cheap in the core. Well, we're not supposed to talk about the core. And these days, I guess some people might think of it as name-dropping.
Oh,
so, what's a nice fleep like you doing in a place like this?
Getting stinking drunk.
Yes, well...
One ding baby's delight, one industrial strength gargle.
Thank you. And pour one for yourself.
Oh, goody. Thank you so much. It should do wonders for my soul noise.
I didn't...
Think nothing of it. It's bound to slip some of our minds at times that some of us are living protoplasm, while others of us are merely rewired refugees from Osculo's galaxy of spare parts.
I said I was sorry. Anyway, I think my friend Flano here is ready for another.
Surprise, surprise. Maybe I should just run a hose over.
Touchy. So, Flano, are you one of those who drinks for the taste? Or to unwind from a hard day on the job? Or to forget?
I have no job.
An artist. Well, let me guess. Dancer, right?
To forget.
Huh? I beg your pardon?
I drink to forget.
Forget what?
I can't remember.
Did you hear that, Wallo? Can't remember. That's rich.
Rich.
I can't. You see, I've been drinking. I had one once.
One what?
A job.
Oh, what kind of job? Or is that what you're trying to forget?
Perhaps. Oh. Yes, it was part of... Oh, no. Excuse me.
Hey, don't run away.
If you'll excuse me for a moment, I just have to go to the little fleet's room.
Well, don't stay away too long. Don't fall in.
Lost cause.
No. We're on a roll.
Like the last 12.
This one's a goer. Trust me.
Goer?
These icy, polite, clerical types, there's always a wild beast lusting to break out. As long as you keep them talking, let them know you're sensitive to their... Well, given the fall of the Slugelmark, I think you better reshuffle your whole portfolio. Oh, hi there. That was quick.
I must apologize. I'm afraid when it comes back to me like that, I lose my composure.
You want to talk about it?
Oh, I wouldn't want to burden you with my...
How could it be a burden? If we keep these things inside, they fester and turn into boils. Now, if you can relieve yourself to a stranger, to two strangers, such as Wallow and myself, three starships that pass in the night.
Oh, no.
And yet there is a common bond, an empathy, a feeling of kinship that we sensed the moment we saw you, didn't we, Wallow?
Hmm? Oh, hmm.
So, you work around here? I mean, did you?
Yes. Two levels up, but my God.
Where?
Ministry of Intergalactic Observation and Development. Anthropology Division. I was in another life.
Oh, declared redundant.
No, I resigned. Or was asked to. It all blurs together.
One level on rocks. Refuse apologies for the delay. We have a convention in from the planet of Shriners.
If it's going to take that long, we better order another round now.
Oh, dear. Am I imperiling my tip?
These bar droids are getting pretty quincing uppity. Pardon my Clambodian.
I've heard the word before.
So, what did you do at, By God?
By God.
I was a scout liaison. No, quince false modesty. I was the scout liaison. When some scout gone instrument flying in the magnetic nebula heard Flano's voice answering the where to quince am I code, you could hear that scout's voice soften down, just like a Brambian razor head with a warm soother. It all began with a standard transmission from an unnamed planet.
Automatic was optional?
Wallow.
Just trying to inject a little levity.
No harm in that, Wallow. I need all the levity I can get. Not to mention injections. It was a routine status report from Scout Agent X-12 on assignment to an unexplored cluster at the far edge of the universe. Or it should have been routine.
This is X-12. Repeat Scout Agent X-12 reporting from the unnamed planet to Zydeback Sector.
Hello, X.
Flano, is that you?
None other.
Hey, I never thought it. I didn't know it was going to be you the other end of it taking a shower, or at least scrubbed up my pod.
Flatterer. Shall I turn on the recorder for the status report?
Yeah, sure, very much the reporter.
Recorder activated.
Final report. Confirmation of prognostications in my initial report. Sentient life on the planet composed of two separate and distinct species. One dominant, the other slaves. Slave species, large, grim, and dull. Master species, just the opposite. The slaves fetch and carry, pamper their masters, manage the economy. Yeah, typical pre-robotic drone work. Soil samples and all that rocks and bone scrap are collected and stored, available for analysis when you get me home. That's about it for this place.
Recorder deactivated.
I guess it ain't the most professional report I ever filed, but if they're gonna leave me out here this long, they gotta expect. This is the last living dot in the sector, though. You can send me out a power beam, bring me home. Hey, how'd you like to meet me at the dock? I should be home in about an orbit and a half. You can scout us up and flee me. Cute little Margaret.
Tempting offer, X-12. But I'm afraid it's gonna take you a little longer to get here.
Not me. The parasecond that beam hits, I'm rolling. I got the camouflage all dragged off the ship. I'm waiting with my digit on the throttle.
I'm afraid you're going to have to camouflage the pod all over again.
What do you mean?
The Council were so intrigued by your first report, they gave me the option to beam out a transmogrification.
No, you can't do
now,
that.
X.
No, I won't do it.
You knew what the gig was when you took it, X.
You don't understand. I didn't fake transmogrification. I've been transmogrified more times than most scouts have foiled their nasal guards. I've been a Denebian 12-legged void. I've hung from the clouds of Dorba by my prehensile teeth. I've crawled across the Oxoid jungle floor on my star-shaped stomach tubes. But this, you can see them. No, scratch that. I wouldn't waste that on anybody. Just take my word for it. They have no solid shape. Not on the surface. They're all pink and soft and quivery. Little tentacles at the ends of their upper and lower appendages. The tentacles on the lower ones are so ugly, they hide them from each other. Keep them covered up all the time.
The Council expects
everything to do its duty. I know.
There's no need to be flippant about it. We all have to do our part in the big picture. Now, conditions out there are hardly ideal for the transmogrifying beam. But we should be able to put one through in, about 14 pulses. Which of the two species would give you the better observation potential?
I guess if I gotta be one or the other, might as well be one of the masters. At least they seem to get a few yucks in their lives.
You're not out there to have yucks. X-12. Now, do you have the shape template keyed in?
Of course I got it keyed in. You think you're dealing with some quincing rookie or something?
Sorry, flat away.
That's all right. I know, it gets rough out there in the boonies.
Rough ain't the word for it.
Hold on, X. Here it comes. It's okay, X. You'll be all right.
Going all mushy on the outside.
Hold on, X. You're strong.
Oh.
Yeah. Come on. That's right. X, how do you feel?
Oh, golly, you know, kind of okay now that it's over. Seems to have done something funny to my voice, though.
Well, you run along, do your scouting now. The sooner you get those reports in, the sooner we can bring you home. Your recording file code is 39er double digit rhomboid.
There now. Don't you feel better now that you've told us about it? Sure is a sad story, though. So, you live around here?
That is not my story. Merely the introduction. You think that would be enough to drive me to drink? Although your facile excuse for sympathy certainly would be, if it weren't that my glass is dry.
Far more drink.
Thank you, Wallow. At least someone around here knows how to treat a fleet. At first, the reports came in routinely enough.
Hi there, X-12 here on the unnamed planet. It ain't so bad here, really. It's kind of weird, though. The master species guys spend a lot of time hanging around outside doing some real complicated sort of self-hypnosis exercises. In one of them, the group got split up into two halves, and we spent a couple hours pushing a flat black thing around with sticks. Maybe some sort of echo... Golly, I'm not sure it's working funny these days. Ecological significance, since one half got called leaves and the other half oilers. Question, why do none of them want to be a leaf? We'll need further data. The master species specimens live in separate housing units, sometimes two or three to a unit. Each unit is equipped with one or two of the big, ugly drone species. Question, why do some of the master species get two servants and some only one? Status? Income? Lottery? We'll need further data. X-12 here, broadcasting live from inside one of the housing units. These new implant mics are pretty neat. Today is something called Monday. I came out in the morning and found all the master species specimens coming out of their houses and herding into a big building. They stayed in there a few hours and then all came out again for something called lunch. Now, I got myself invited into one of the housing units by Wartface, although the slaves use a different name for him.
Tell your little friend that lunch is ready, please.
Hey, Dog Breath, come and get it.
Tommy, that's no way to talk.
Oh, Mom.
You sit here, dear.
I can't see the TV.
Then just shift your chair over, dear.
Notice how the drones look after even the smallest detail of their master's comfort.
Are you talking to yourself or something?
Tommy, eat your noodles.
But he's talking to himself. It's gross.
If you're going to have guests, you'll have to learn to be polite. Now eat your noodles.
It tastes like
amazing.
Slime.
The drones keep track of their master's nutritional intake as well as doing the menial jobs.
You haven't introduced me to your little school chum, Tommy.
Mom, dog breath, my mom.
I mean his real name.
Don't know, when he ate my little school chum.
Don't you go to school with Tommy?
School? Oh, the big building, no.
Well, where do you go to school then?
Wartface, how'd you like to tell your drone for me to keep its nose out of the affairs of its betters, since it doesn't have the mental equipment to understand, even if I felt like answering it?
I beg your pardon.
Hey, it's 1 o'clock. I'm going to be late.
Oh, but you haven't eaten your noodles.
I'll eat them when I get home.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I'm going to get a peek inside one of those big buildings today. There's something creepy going on here. I just can't put my digit on it. The more data I get, the more questions I got. Like, I figured out that there's two types of drones. One's got higher voices and more bumps on them than the other. But why and what the significance of the bumps is, I don't know. But one thing for sure, the master species here has solved the problem that no other species in the universe. I mean, every creature with any smarts has been trying to find a life where all the mundane details of living get taken care of so they can just sit around and think and have fun. These creatures. Why, drones feed them, transport them from place to place, even dress them. Okay, I'm just under one of the windows now. Just let me get up on the ledge. Okay. Now, there's a whole bunch of masters in there sitting in lines and one drone up at the front. Maybe this is where they train the drones to perform their simple tasks. But why so many to train one drone? Maybe the drones are even more backward than I thought.
Gotcha. I've seen you hanging around here before. Whose class are you supposed to be in?
Put me down.
You're coming in to see the principal.
Put me down, slave. I'll have you flayed. I'll be boiled in foot nap. Who do you belong to?
You just come along with me, young man. Perhaps we'll have to phone your parents.
Oh, you come back here, you little bastard. I'll have you in detention for the rest of your life.
This is Scout Agent X-12 signing off for now.
You mean those master things didn't ever have to do anything?
That's what X said, wasn't it? You think X-12 made observations just for mandible exercises? And get your Winston drivers off my niblets. I am not that drunk. My exoskeleton is my own. I need another drink.
There's still some in your glass.
No, there isn't.
Far.
And then came the transmission. Oh, I should have known then. I should have known. But oh no, Flano's too smart to listen to anybody. We've been getting interference. Solar flares in the Regulus Quadrant.
Good old X-12 here transmitting from the unnamed rock pile. Anybody out there monitoring this?
Scout liaison Flano monitoring.
Hey, Flan, it's neat to hear your voice again. I think it's about time you brought me home.
Why?
I keep getting these weird feelings about this place. Something to do with those school places. I was going to sneak into one, but they're closed for a festival. And it's the neatest festival you ever did see. It's like the drones all get together to thank the masters for being around, fighting presents, making good things to eat. There's pictures up all over the place of one of the masters in a barn or something. All these drones standing around looking happy. Maybe it's supposed to represent, like, the first master or something. And you can see how the servants would want to thank them. I mean, if you could see the faces on the little masters running around in the snow, hear them singing those goofy songs. It's sort of like if you could rig up a pulser that pumped out joy and screwed the power receiver into the core of a medium-sized G-type star. Even the drones, it rubs off on them. Sometimes a few of them almost look like they got something in them besides this grim, gray, grinding-through-the-day stuff. Almost. Right now, I'm on my way over to Wartface's. Some kind of nighttime gathering of some of the masters. But, Flynn, why don't I just skip it? And you can send out a beam to detransmogrify me and power up the ship.
X, you said yourself that there were many questions still unanswered.
I don't know if I want to know the answers.
X-12! If the council could hear that. I'll garble it off the tape. But if you were any other scout, I'd...
Recall me.
X, you're incorrigible. Now, I have a lot of other tapes to monitor, so you just run along and keep up your transmission. Try and get as much in as you can before the flares cut you off.
Okay, Agent X-12 carrying on here. Agent X-12 knocking on the door.
Oh, it's you.
X-12 saying hello to Wartface. Hello, Wartface.
Still talking to yourself, eh? Well, come in so I can close the door. Just go straight down to the rec room.
Rec room? Rec room? What does that mean? Maybe this is where we find out some of their secrets.
Hey, you're the one who talks to himself, aren't you? Come dance with me.
I don't know how.
None of us do. Just what we see on TV. Come on. There, you see? It ain't so hard.
The master species specimen in front of me is moving. A hideous excuse for a corporal form in a... Well, not that hideous. In fact, it's kind of... Wait a minute. Something funny is happening to my voice and my face. I can feel it breaking out in little bumps. What's happening to me?
Flares. The flares, they wouldn't stop. I tried everything. Reeled the thimbustats, strapped myself to the console, popping little white pills.
There. You mustn't blame yourself.
Who else? X had wanted to come home.
Don't talk anymore now. You don't have to finish this.
Quincy, right I do, slime garble. You got me started and you'll hear the end of it. I finally found a window through the flares.
Scout Agent X-12, repeat, this is Scout Agent X-12, transmitting from the unnamed planet. Does anybody out there copy?
Receiving X-12, repeat, we read you. This is liaison control at my guard.
Flano, is that you? It's your auditory hallucination, don't tell me.
It's really me, X. Oh, so good to hear your voice again. I thought we'd never get through.
Good to hear my voice. You got no idea what it's like to hear yours. Get me out of here, Flano. I need a detransmogrifier beam with a power input to charge the ship.
You're still on active assignment.
You can't hear me. I said get me out of here now. You get your fuzzy little pod nut in gear. Get me home. Sorry, Flano. I don't... I'm losing control. Just please.
What's happened?
I went into one of those buildings. Snuck in when the masters all went back after the festival. hid in the heating ducts, listening, watching, until finally I learned the ghastly truth. In those buildings, those dull, gray, lifeless drones are slowly, day by day, year by year, transmogrifying their happy little masters into themselves, getting bigger and duller and stupider every day, while their servants watch them with these sly smiles. That was the physical change I was feeling, the start of it. Maybe they put chemicals in the water or something. I tried to tell them. Prime directive be damned. I kicked off the grill. I jumped down. Run! Get away before it's too late! But they wouldn't listen. The big drone at the front of the room came after me, but I gave it a dose of Devonol mist from the spritz gun. When last seen, it was trying to eat a light fixture. There was too many of them. I ran. They're out there now, looking for me. Flano, you've got to help me. The horror. The horror.
Of course I will, X.
Oh, what you've been through. Why couldn't I have listened to you in the first place? Amplifying beam power now. Are you prepared to receive?
Prepared? Believe me, I've been waiting for weeks.
Beam power at maximum.
Give it to me, Flano. Give it to me.
Here it comes, dear X.
Well?
Can't you feel it?
It isn't in yet.
It has to be.
No, it isn't. I don't feel anything. Flano! Flano! I'm losing transmission.
It's the flares. They started up again.
What? Can't hear you.
The flares from Regulus. Another storm.
Just send the beams. I'll transmit on roof.
I can't. The flares are chewing up the beam.
How long do you think it'll be before you get rid of the flares?
Adjusting time calibrations to the orbit of the unnamed planet. Anywhere from a week to 20 years.
20 years? Flano, you can't help me. Don't leave me here.
X. X.
No!
God, oh God, take me out of here. Take me away. Take me on the landing pad. Take me off the floor. Shoot me up with Drago dust. But you swizzle up my Nord Quincy, so I can't think straight. Anything, just get the sound of that voice at my oral receptor.
Well, sure, honey. I mean, me and Wallow weren't thinking of sex.
No.
But if that's what you're in the mood for, here, have another drink. So, with you and me and Wallow, we got a Fleep, a Norgit, and a Mook. We just need to find a Bleep. And a willing point, and we can all go back to my place and quince our assorted parts off.
Don't lose hearts. The year is yet young.
Hey, 3 out of 5. It's all downhill from here. What's so funny?
I know a place. It'd be easy.
No, I'm not going into one of those rent-a-point parlors. I've never had to pay for it in my life.
Yeah, even easier than that. You see, X got through another transmission, came up on the recorder, picked up automatic in downtime.
I got away. Got Agent X-12. Anyone receiving? They're after me.
I got away.
You got it for your own sake. Seal it off. Seal off the unnamed planet. Code Zed Black 3 forever. Too late for me. Save yourselves. I should have seen it right on. The ones with the bumps and the ones without. Well, what kind of a psychopath would I have to be to...
They caught me. They put me in a school. That's what they call them. The transmogrifying centers.
When I grow up.
Actually, it'd be keen to have my own car and get a job. Computer science seems to be the only one.
What am I saying? Listen, quarantine on the unnamed planet. They have only 2 sexes.
Oh, I'm going to be... Oh, that's the most disgusting, sick-minded. What kind of a pervert would think of... Mm-hmm. Stay away, don't even look at me. I want a shower for a month.
Forever. Trapped forever. Only 2. Bardroid, bring me a double. Make me sane again.
I think it would take more than a double, Garlos.
Refills.
Certainly. Immediately. Coming right up.
Well, what's wrong with you? How come you didn't run off screaming like your friend there? Nothing makes you sick? You think I just made it up to get rid of that cack breath? Well, you go ahead and think that if it makes you feel better. But they used to say it, my God. There are more things in matter and space than are dreamt of in our physiology. I don't know why they used to say that. You know, you're not bad looking.
Uh-huh.
What do you say? 2 out of 5. Like you said, the year is young. If I haven't turned you off forever. 4X. 2 sexes.
Only on the unnamed planet, you say.
Pity. Pity Dario didn't hang around a little longer. Might have learned a thing or two. But set him up, Bardroid. Gargles all round. Make it one for poor doomed X-12, and one more for the vanishing point.